dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. We are thankful, Dexter and I at least, and I'm sure you are too, about the power of God. That is praise the love God. Of God, the fire of God that is consuming us all. Those not just listening, but those who have been hurt, those who are in the dark places, you know, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds.
Much more.
And the redeeming power of the Spirit. The power of his, the might, his spirit. It's his spirit. The power of God is his spirit, and it redeems.
Praise you,
it
Lord.
It redeems those who come. I was just telling Dex, we were just finishing yesterday, and all those young people, and even not just young people, I think of them because of my perspectives of young person, all those people in those places, in those bars, in those dark situations, in those dark, dark, dark places that know better, that have the word in them, those people. Those ones are going to be pulled up in their time in the flesh, the ignorant flesh that pushes that praise kind of stagnates God. The growth in the spirit. It will be pushed away, and that spirit will, that time in the spirit will be redeemed, and they will be put up to the forefront, the full army of God, walking in the power and demonstrating. I'm telling you, body of Christ, be prepared.
There's new ones coming in.
That's right.
Ones churches that have never known him.
The call of God's been on them.
Yes.
It's happening, and we're going to see it.
Yes, we are.
We're a part of that generation. That's what you're talking about, Dexter, being a part of that age group that's going to see those things.
I was remembering when Brandon was here a few weeks ago, and he shared on the name, and just launched In His Name Ministries. Is that right?
Yeah. We just did it. Launched his website.
Yes, I saw that. Exciting. And this, one of my favorite scriptures of all time, is Philippians 2, wherefore God also highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name, mm-hmm. that at the name of Jesus, and that name being exousia, power and authority, everything has to bow to that authority. And I believe that the name is being wakened up in the hearts of his people,
sure.
And that there would be nothing in us that would deny his name.
Yeah.
His authority, that he is. I heard this the other day, that where the scripture says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, the literal translation is really, where the spirit is Lord.
Wow.
There is freedom and liberty. So in the vessel that gives the spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, that supreme place of authority, where there is surrender, there's nothing there right. competing on the throne of our hearts, and the Lord is given the full place. There is freedom, and there is power, and there is a flow. And I believe that ability, that power, that resident anointing that's been maybe dormant in some, it's going to be opened up, it's going to be made effectual and dynamic in its working, as James would say. The power of God.
How are you noticing that? You're not just, I mean, I know we all are in our personal time.
Yeah.
With him. But also in the things the Lord and has just been part of.
The need in the earth.
Yeah, for it.
For the increase of the power. You know, it's like whoever wants in at this point, it's up for grabs. If you want the power, if you want to demonstrate, if you want to operate, and you're willing to surrender to that, let's go. I also am noticing more of a separation and in the hunger. So they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they're being endued with power, filled from on high. And they that don't hunger for that or have an appetite turned to the things of the flesh and the things of the world, it's like an even more dumbing down, less power, less flow. It's just like the handle is just being turned off. You got like a little drip coming.
You know, one thing I noticed about the power of God is the more revelation you have of who he is and you and him, the more you as a person are who you're supposed to be. What I mean is like the yes. more of Dexter is Dexter. And I know it sounds random, but
not at
when
all.
You start walking in the power of God, you're going to be more who you are.
Yeah, your identity.
Your identity is it. So Dexter's going to be more Dexter.
Right.
Dexter in Christ, Dexter, but Dexter.
I take off the things that easily beset me, keep me weighted down, you know, not being comfortable, happy in my own skin, who God has made me to be. Those things fall off.
And people want to see you, the real you.
Right.
They want to see the real Dexter.
Right. Not anybody else's identity competing with mine.
No.
But me standing up in who God has called and made me and shaped me to be.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking like, you know, music.
For this time.
Yeah, like music, you know, shows, whatever. It tries to define what you're like. And Jesus is the only, you know, person out there I know.
Yeah.
That makes you who more of you are supposed to be.
The influence. Yeah. As you mentioned, the music that defines a person or defines a grouping or something of that sort. The sound released in music, the enemy loves that camp because of the influence associated with it. Because that influence begins to define it. The Lord is giving influence to his church. The kingdom is one of influence.
Right now.
The kingdom of God is a kingdom of influence. And he's raising up the kingdom in his sons and in his daughters to release it, to release that heavenly influence so that the gospel of the kingdom can be preached in all the world.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's good, Dex. I'm just thankful, Father, for what you want. We're just thankful, Father,
thank
for
you,
your
Lord.
Influence and your power. We just thank you. If you're listening, just join in.
Yes,
if you want. We just thank you, Father, for the influence and your
thank you for the flow.
We thank you for the flow of the
Hallelujah.
Word and the Spirit. We just thank you, Lord. Well, Dexter, we have about 6 minutes. Anything on your heart?
You know,
flown from that vein.
There's a level of stewardship that comes with influence. I think that we have seen, especially in the body of Christ, some of the champions of the faith and how those that finished well are finishing well. Billy Graham, Kenneth Copeland, Billy Brim, others. We could name dozens of others.
Sure.
That are finishing well. I pray that our generation would have that same fortitude because it was in those early years that a lot of us know little about that their fortitude
yeah,
and the
sure.
things of the God in the things of God were developed, and they developed healthy patterns early on.
Right.
And I believe that the Lord wants to purify motives, agendas, just our purity in general. He's coming for those things and trying those things. There's a baptism of the Spirit, and then there's a baptism by fire.
Yeah.
And as we are baptized in that fire and the dross and the sin and the iniquities are removed from our lives, we then become conducive for the Lord to mold us and to shape us into his image. And I believe that that is an imperative thing for us as we are rising up in the body of Christ, rising up as sons and daughters into the place of authority, into the place of power, into a place of influence, that our lives would not deny the power in any way, but that we would give, like Daniel did, we'd give no place to the enemy. It said he would not drink the king's wine and he would not take his meat. The wine representing the king's spirit, the spirit of the age, the meat being the doctrines, false doctrines of the age. He would not give place to those things. And he had a very strict diet. Our diet must be strict, not just in the things that we eat, but the things that we feed our spirit. That we're feeding on the Word of God. We're feeding on the presence of God. We're feeding on the fruits of the Spirit. Those are the things that are going in us and coming out of our lives, that we are producing that kind of fruit. I believe as we give ourselves more wholly to the things of the Lord, he's then able to purify our influence and raise us up to places where we can impact a generation internationally, all across the world. He's taken those purified voices, like the sound of the ram's horn. When you look at the ram's horn and how it's developed, we won't get into all of that, but it's a long process. But it's taken to a point and even boiled in heat in water to the place where it can make a clarion call and call this last generation, this great harvest, into the body.
You know, just talking about the setting yourself apart, and I really believe it's the working of our high priest, Jesus, as he intercedes before us. It's the working of him that puts those desires in you. You know, Andrew Murray said, sin, putting away sin, should be a delightful process.
My God.
Because it comes from a supernatural, never-ceasing energy from the heaven.
Hmm.
That's what we give or put away sin with, is by that power. It's through Jesus.
That's powerful.
And I feel like that's what he's calling those, he's doing with those young people, or he's doing with everyone who has places to step up.
Yes.
He's calling them.
Yes.
He's beckoning them. The callings are calling.
Yes.
And he's wooing them.
Oh,
to
yes.
To maybe not do this so much or not do that so much and give yourself more to it.
Lord, the fasted life.
Give yourself more to it.
I die daily.
You give yourself more to it. You'll find more that it's...
That he might increase.
You find more that it's desire that you love giving yourself to.
Yes.
That.
Yes.
That's what you live in. There's a man that Smith Wigglesworth was brought up under. He was a Russian man. I don't know the name. But this man operated in miracles, signs, and wonders at a level. You know, this whole city would fall out. Train stations, kind of Azusa Street type stuff. And he wouldn't tell anyone the secret. Everyone asked him, what's your secret? Smith Wigglesworth asked him. Eventually, the man said, I always yield. I never don't yield to the smallest thing. I always yield.
Wow.
So, Dex, we're coming up on time.
Yes.
Someone wants to witness the fruit of your ministry and the yielding that you've given to the Lord, and seeing the power of God manifested in through your life, because it only gives glory to God. How is some way they can see that on your website?
Well, there's several things up on the internet. I know our website is DexterSullivan.org. On there's some videos and different footage of things that we've done through the years. And then we also have the conference coming up this October, A Gathering of Prayer 2014, with Dr. Billy Brim, Pastor Lynn Hammond, Pastor Paul Brady, myself, Tommy and Brenda Todd, several others. It's going to be a powerful time, October 1st through the 4th, 2014, right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we invite you all to come out and be a part of that with us.
Where are you guys doing that at?
It's going to be at Spirit Life Church, formerly Evangelistic Temple Church.
Okay. And you have a Facebook too, don't you, and Twitter?
Facebook, Twitter, all that. Instagram.
Okay, good. Let's show on your website. But, you know, you guys, if you want to reach out to Billy Brim Ministries, Prayer Mountain, the Ozarks, you can write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Give us a call at our office at 417-336-4877. Our books and tapes department, 1-800-972-3447. Thanks for listening. The Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And as my grandmother always says, Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.